Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today, and I'm so excited to introduce you to our first guest, Dr. Letitia Wright. She's the executive producer and host of Right Place TV, which has run on cable for over 22 years. A former chiropractor, Dr. Wright transitioned into the media world. Right Place TV is in its 23rd season with a bandwidth spanning over 6.5 million homes throughout Southern California and beyond. In addition to her media work, she is a top 100 crowdfunding expert in the United States, focusing on putting funding and money into the hands of women and minority-owned businesses. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Letitia Wright.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a blessing and a privilege to be able to share with you. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate this.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here. So, you know, you are passionate about a lot of things. you can speak on a variety of topics. And just before we came live today, you were talking about starting something new. How did you word that? Pivoting? How did
I call it the pivot, and I like pivot. To say the pivot is perfect.
The pivot is perfect.
So I've been sharing with a lot of people lately, because I feel like everybody's going through this transition, that as we transition or do new things, or you just want to try something new, or just what you've been doing is maybe no longer working, or just maybe not satisfying your heart. I'm at a point where my work with the unhoused is something that I want to do more of. And I'm really, you know, really ready for that. So I'm changing some things. I'm pivoting some things. So there's a pivot. There's a change. I say it can be 1 degree, 10 degrees. In other words, just a little bit of a change, or it could be a complete 180 degree change in what you want to do. I encourage people to pivot, not start over. And in the pivot, you get to bring everything you've done with you, because all of your education, all of your experiences, all of the things that you've learned traveling, the things you learned as being a spouse or having children, all of those things, there's a piece of some of that that you can use in this new direction, so that you don't have to start from the bottom. You're already starting with a leg up. And I want people to use all of that, integrate their whole self into this new step, and not just, I'm not doing that anymore, so I don't, you know, you want to use that. Even the negative things, because if you've worked through it, integrated that part of you, forgiven yourself and moved on, there's still something juicy in there that you can use to level up at that next step.
I love this so much, what you're talking about. I think you're speaking directly to me. I think you're speaking directly to me, because I feel like there's a part of me, I think, you know, you and I are probably in similar places. I feel like, you know, I'm getting ready to start my second life mission. Like, it feels like my first life mission that I came here to do, what I came here to do and what I came here to experience and clear and release and forgive and let go, all those things I have accomplished. And now there is a new birth taking place and new second life, if you will, possibly mission that wants to be lived and experienced, right? Absolutely. And so I've had these beautiful downloads, ideas thoughts in the cooker since, I want to say, December, early January. So it's been a while, and I have not been able to take action on any of it because I've had a lot of life-changing event, traumatic events take place.
So let me just speak to that really quickly.
That
happens to us all of the time. And that's part of why the pivot is there, is because there's no sharp delineation and everything's clear. And now you can start that new thing. Like, life just doesn't life like that. We have tragedies. We have things happen that need our full attention, and we have to put things on hold. So what I always say is just remember those downloads, those great ideas. They may not be for right now. So what you want to do is you want to keep them. I keep a notebook for just those kinds of things. You want to keep them. You want to write them down, you know, as much as information as you can about them. And then begin to prioritize as to not just what feels urgent, but what feels like it's going to be a great fulfilling of why you're here. Homelessness is urgent. Okay. There's people every day I can go out and feed or give hygiene kits to, or try to minister to. I keep, me and my family members, we keep what we have, hygiene kits, which have socks and soap and hand sanitizer and a little bit of money and a little bit of food, because they need to eat, you know, it takes time to eat. And we keep them in the car so that even when we're stopping on the freeway, you know, when somebody's up there with a sign saying they're hungry, just reach down, hand that bag out to them, and, you know, keep moving. So all of those things are urgent. The homeless are always there. Do we never not? And I have this gift that no matter where I am, I can see them. On my way to a great neighborhood, I'm going to see all the people sleeping on the street. So the thing is, things can be urgent, but we want to look at not just what feels urgent, because that could be emotional, you know, could be something we haven't quite worked through, but we want to look at what is going to be the great fulfilling of yourself. And not, I don't mean this in a selfish way. I just mean this in a way of, this is why you are here for this next phase. What is going to be fulfilling? That's how you know you're on the right track. It's fulfilling for you, not just draining. It's not just you out there doing service, but you out there serving and knowing within yourself that this is where you're supposed to be. Feeling the peace, feeling that, you know, a lot of people say, well, why don't you take pictures? Number one, I can't take pictures of unhoused people without their permission. Number one. Number two, that's not why I'm there. I'm not there for you to see, you know, I can talk about my work, but I don't have pictures of my work because that's not what I'm here for. I'm not putting that on social media. Look at me, I'm feeding the poor. You know, that's not what it's about. And I have a great satisfaction in what I do. So I would go work through those, look at each one, try to prioritize which ones are the great fulfilling versus what's just urgent. You may want to take care of something urgent, but I will tell you, it'll take a lot of energy and you'll be tired afterwards. Whereas if you do the thing that gives you the great fulfilling, you will be satisfied, energized. And when you close your eyes at night, there will be peace.
Beautiful. It's a really good way to put that. To do something for yourself that is a great fulfilling, that to do that, because that's going to fill you up, that's going to charge you up, and that's going to make you feel good. And then you can carry on when life happens, right? Because life does happen.
Absolutely.
I definitely want to introduce you to someone. It was coming to me when you were speaking about the homeless. Her name is Peggy Wilms. She also has a show here on the Transformation Talk Network. Her passion is also homelessness. So maybe I can put the two of you together. Maybe what she was doing, you guys need to meet. So I'm going to make those connections as well. But I think it's wonderful. Like, what? How did you get started, you know, with all the everything that you're doing and have done, because you were a chiropractor, now you're in media, and you're also feeding the homeless, you're prepared for, because you already know that you're going to see a homeless person every time when you drive. It doesn't matter where you go, and that you're prepared. So it's beautiful the way that you have set yourself up to serve, right? So, you know, what inspired you to go from being a chiropractor into the media? I'm curious.
Okay, this is a story. So I've been telling people I wanted to be a doctor since I was three. So I literally grew up to be exactly what I said I was going to grow up to be. But when I got out of school, my other classmates were going directly into practices and they were making money. I was not doing that. I didn't realize they had been making connections all year, that they had been recruited, they were being set up in practices where they were coming out making money. I didn't know that. I didn't get the education on the business part. The school is to teach you how to be a great doctor, which I was. I still am. I don't see patients anymore, but that's, you know, that's what you're supposed to learn. The business part is something that you often have to learn later. And I struggled. I struggled with the business part of the practice. I wasn't able to get business loans. There's just a lot of things I didn't know how to do. I didn't know that billing insurance would take 90 days to pay. Meanwhile, the lights still have to be paid for. Like, I just, you know, there's just so many things I didn't know. And at that time, I reached out to some different doctors for mentorship, for help assistance. I was turned down by all 10 of them. One doctor said, "You have children at home? Go home and be with your kids."
Wow.
One doctor is two cities over, and she said, "You're competition." I just struggled. And kind of overlapping at the same time, I did a show on local cable station that was a guest and talking about being a patient, and it went really well. And I went back to the channel and said, "How did this guy get a show? Like, how does this work?" And at that time, cable had a mandate that they had to support the community by allowing them a community channel where you could have community shows and talk about community issues. And so I learned how to do everything in the studio. I learned camera work. I learned how to be a director, an assistant director. I learned how to do sound, lighting. All of that, everything that's done in this full studio, I've been trained on. And then I was able to actually start my own show. So I started a show called Healthier You for 2 years. I ran through all my doctor friends. They were not like me. They did not enjoy being on camera. And so I started a show called The Right Place, which is my you know, show I still have today. In 2000, I started The Right Place as a business show where I could interview business people because there was business stuff I needed to learn. And I had no fear. Like, I had Mark Victor Hansen on there. I had, you know, all these big names. I just, you know, Stedman Graham's been on the show twice. I mean, I had no fear. I would ask anybody that was a business, you know, maverick mogul and say, "Hey, would you come on the show and ask those questions?" Because that was the business education I needed and I couldn't get. And as the show grew, Southern California Edison, our California electric company, Edison Electric, they gave me a check for $1,000. And I'm like, "Oh, this is a business. This is the business." So I literally started making more money in the TV show than in my struggling practice. Mm. And I reached out to a practice management company. Back then, there weren't any books. There was no Shark Tank. There was no SBA TV. There was none of that. And so they come out, help you figure out what's wrong and get your practice together. So I had applied. They gave me a call. I got really, really excited. And I got my pencil and I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to write down when the, you know, consultant's going to come." And the woman said, "Yeah, Dr. Wright, we got your application." I was like, "Okay." And she said, "Yeah, you don't make enough money to be one of our clients."
Oh.
I was devastated. Yeah. So I just really didn't feel like I had any other options. I sat down with my family and I said, "Look, I'm going to close the practice and I'm going to try this TV thing. I just got a $1,000 check from Edison.
Yeah.
I think TV is where I'm supposed to go." And so I developed The Right Place, and you know, it's still going. In a couple of years, it was in the black. It wasn't in the red. I didn't have to feed it anymore. It was making money. It was getting me travel. I've done The Right Place TV show in Malaysia. I've done The Right Place TV show in Grand Cayman. I've done, you know, just around the world. It has been just such an exciting blessing and growth. But I was just, I still call myself Dr. Wright, because back when I first started, nobody really knew what my first name was. So I would call and say, "Hey, it's Leticia. I want to talk to you about maybe sponsoring my show." And they'd be like, "Who?" And I, "Dr. Wright." Oh, Dr. Wright. So I was able to take the Dr. Wright moniker into the TV show era of my life, because that's who people knew me as. And I was able to get sponsors, and it just, business wise, the TV show just flowed in a way that my practice actually never did financially.
Well, bingo, congratulations. And, you know, good on you for following all the right, you know, breadcrumbs, I like to call them, of where the universe wanted you the best, right? There's a lot of things you said that I want to ask you about, but I want you to come back on another show. We talked about it earlier. Let's tell the audience right now how they can look you up, how they can follow you on social media, what your handles are. Let us know where to find you.
Absolutely. So on Facebook, it's Dr. Leticia Wright. On LinkedIn, again, Dr. Leticia Wright. On TikTok, it's Your Crowdfunding Expert, or Dr. Wright and the number one. So Dr. Wright and the number one is on TikTok. It's on, let's see, what else? It's on X. I couldn't remember what I was supposed to call Twitter. It's on X. And so you can find me readily online. Rightplacetv.com is my website if you want to find out how to contact me or more about what I'm doing. And then our website for the TV channels. You did say that we were on cable, but now we're on Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV. And our shows, we host other people on our channel. And you can find that at rightplacestudios.com.
Excellent. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you?
Hey, everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in.
You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories.
Join the new earth on the
Welcome back, everyone. Look who's back on the show. Dr. Wright is back. Yay. So we were just sitting and talking about, it's an interesting life story that you were sharing with us about how everything unfolded for you in your life, right? How it all unfolded with the media business that you are now living. And what it is that you're doing now with your work. And you've been doing this now for what, 23 years?
Yeah, 23 years. Right Place TV is 23 years old and about to be 24. And I just have loved it and grown. It was a cable access show at first. And then we started doing lots of different cable shows. Then we had a couple of years on DirecTV. DirecTV was very, very good to me. They gave me an opportunity to grow my audience nationally and giving me access to national sponsors. I really do appreciate DirecTV. They did have a specific goal for me. After the 2 years, I didn't quite reach the goal, but they were very, very good to me. And we, you know, we still have a great relationship today. And so I went on to buying time on different channels. And then the last channel kind of strung me along. And I'm like, well, you know, when are we going to get started? What's going on? And then at the last minute, they were purchased by a Christian broadcasting company. And the new company was like, hey, your show is not a Christian show. You're just about business. That's not what we want. They wanted preachers only. And so I decided I was not going to allow my show to be homeless anymore. And Roku had these opportunities to build your own channel. And I took that opportunity. And then some things changed and my channel broke. And so I got together with some really great programmers, and now we have a team behind the scenes. So the channel's back up. So we're on Roku, we're on Amazon Fire TV, and we're on Apple TV. So we can be seen anywhere in the world as an app. People just download it and watch our shows for free. We don't charge a fee to watch the shows. And we have other people on the channel that are giving out their information. So the distribution is really, really great. And so I have continued since there. My back end team is very, very great. They're on top of it. If there are any updates, they get them done very, very quickly. And we never, you know, really have any downtime. So I'm very happy with where we are now.
So good. I think it's so great that, you know, the way that you have been pivoting, just like what you spoke to us about in the early part of the show, you've been pivoting. And so what is it that people can expect when they do watch your show now on Roku or Fire? What is it that your show is about?
Well, on Right Place TV, I have the Right Place TV show, and I am still interviewing entrepreneurs to talk about what they're doing, how they did it, to inspire anybody who's struggling. I still want that for people. I don't want them to be like having the experience that I talked about previously. I want them to have a place to go, to know that there's somebody ahead of you who's done it and it can be done. Even if you can't find the book or the coach or whatever right now, there are some things that you can do and what people can do. So I'm still interviewing people. We also have TCE, the career engineer. So if you are someone who's looking for a job, we have someone who is not only able to get your resume out there and help you find a job, but she's on the news in Virginia Beach talking about the jobs report. That's her part of her job. And so we have somebody who's really plugged in to really give some information on that. I have a couple of clients that are musicians, and we have their music up there. So if you need a break from all the talk, you can listen to a little bit of music. Michael Lewis is a jazz musician from, he's in Houston now, he was in New York. And we have Miss Eyes, she has pop music. And we have just a really nice little break in there for people to listen to music if that's what they choose to do. And then in holiday times, we do a little, you know, here's all the holiday music. We do all that. We have something called the California Community Brief. And the California Community Brief is actually our news channel for California. I had to take on something that was really quite doable. So we just do California news, even though you can see it everywhere. We just do California news. So the thing is that with the California news, we're bringing up issues. We're bringing up, you know, what's going on with the vote in our state, just different things. I love doing that. We actually have an AI avatar that does the news. So it's very, very interesting. If you've never seen that, we're still writing and programming it, but it's, you know, a way to do it. So it's not just me on camera doing news all the time. And so we have, you know, several different channels, but they're all business oriented. Yaya Diamond is on the channel. She has a lot of entertainment interviews. She has one of the last interviews of Louis Gossett Jr., who just passed a few weeks ago. We have one of his interviews on there. So we have a variety of things. We're opening up to have more and more business. I love business TV. So I love people who have business topics. And so in May, we'll be opening up to have more.
Are you looking for guests? Are you looking for business guests?
I'm always looking for business guests on my show. Yes.
Oh, good. Then I definitely want to connect you to some business guests. So absolutely. For your show. So let's tell the audience one more time what you want them to do. Download the app.
Yes. So go to Amazon, like you're going to buy something, and put in Right Place TV Network. And the app is going to come up. It's going to say Right Place TV. It's going to be like you're going to purchase it, but it's free. So you're going to click that you want to download it. And purchase it. Then you have to download the app into whatever you want to use to watch it. So it can go to your TV, it can go to your laptop, it can go to your phone, it can go wherever you want. And then when you open it up on your own account, you can just click it and start watching anything you want to watch. You do have to go get the app and put it in your, you can't just go to Amazon Fire and look for it, because if it's not in your account, it's not going to show up as a choice. So you do have to go get it, but it's free. I would love people to download it. We're really getting close to our first 100,000 downloads. So I'm really pushing for that. Thank you so much.
Awesome. It's so awesome. All the wonderful things that you're doing. We're going to have you back on for a longer show. We're going to be talking to you again, and also look forward to the connections I'm going to make together with some people that we're going to introduce you to. So thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I am so happy to introduce you to our next guest. So let's talk about who this lady is. Her name is Sudabi Moxrey, and she had quite an interesting event take place. And her fantasy was to live a happy life in the United States as a refugee from Iran, was placed in a nightmare when her marriage ended shortly after she had arrived here in the United States. She was left alone with two young children, no money, no family or friends, and the challenge of learning a new language she also had to deal with. So embarking on a lifelong journey of learning, self-discovery, and enlightenment that continues to unfold to this very day, Sudabi inspires people to move beyond our limitations to create the life that we desire. Sudabi Moxrey, an RN, Amazon best-selling author of Emerging You and the author of the immigration memoir, Angel Nightingale, motivational speaker. She's a certified hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, and a holistic wellness coach. Sudabi inspires her patients, clients, and audience and reader to a new level of understanding of the resilience of the human spirit and inspires them into action. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be here.
My goodness. So how long have you been here now in the United States?
Almost 34 years.
Okay, so 34 years. But that must have been quite a shock, what you were experiencing when you came here. All of a sudden, you were going through this major event.
Yes, absolutely. Because I thought that I was coming, you know, to be with the father of my children, my husband of 10 years, and he had to escape Iran 3 years before I was able to get here. We had a 4.5-year-old son at that time that he decided to escape, and I was 7 months pregnant. So I had to do a lot of work to working 15 days as in a row as a nurse in a hospital, one day off, 15 days in a row, and work really hard to be able to provide for my family and waiting for him to decide to bring me to America for that freedom.
My gosh, yeah, that's really, I just, you know, like right away, my heart goes out to you because I just feel like you must have been so scared.
Yes, absolutely. Scary is just very light word.
It is a light, yeah. But you know, scared, frightened, you know, not being able to speak the language and all the things. So what was the first miracle? Let's do it this way. Yes. What was the first miracle, you know, that took place for you when you were in this situation here? What was the first thing that happened that helped you to, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The miracle was just when I realized that my life, I felt as if my life has been saved for a bigger purpose, because I had experienced a lot of challenges. I was captured, tortured, beaten into a coma when I was 19. I lost my father when I was 13. I experienced 8 years of war working as a nurse in a hospital. And everything, I came here and now I have nothing. And I somehow deep within me, I knew that there must be a way, because God wouldn't bring me all the way to here and forsake me, because it felt like I experienced so many life and death situations, but I didn't die. I lost so much, but I'm still here. So that was just a little light in my soul that helped me to keep going.
I just want to say, you know, everything that's going on with the war right now even must be bringing up a lot for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my God.
I bet you can talk a lot about that as well. I definitely want to have you come on back to the show where we can talk in length about some of the things that you experienced when you were beaten and all the things. I think it's an important piece, because how is it possible that someone went through so much trauma like you did, mm-hmm. right? And that then you turned your life around into a holistic wellness machine.
Yes.
Right? It's like,
yes.
how else can you say it? You know?
Exactly.
How else can you say it? It's like, oh my God, you know, Reiki master and all the things that, you know, all the things that you've done, how can you do it? You know, do you have, let me ask you this question. Do you have PTSD today?
I don't want to say I have PTSD today, but because I was able to work a lot with coaches that they were using hypnotherapy, and that is why helped me to say, I can change my life, I can change my mindset, and I can shift it, create a better habit. So for that reason, I don't believe I have PTSD the way that, you know, soldiers come from war and they experience it, even though I have experienced that.
Yeah, and could we can also say that, you know, once we heal, and I think time is a wonderful instructor.
Absolutely.
Right. And we live in an environment where we're not continuously abused anymore. Then we can start recovery and we can start healing, especially when we can bring our consciousness and our love and the love of other people around us that love us too, God's love.
Yes.
To the wounding. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely, yes. Once I found out that there was a purpose for me and I was saved to be here as a woman, because, you know, growing up in a culture that women are nothing, especially these days, and also we are having, you know, globally in every country is just women's right is being taken away from them, that coming as a woman to be the one that speaks and being the messenger of love, hope, compassion and peace. I knew that I needed to change myself and the way that I was looking, because growing up with that mentality that, you know, we are not lucky, we have bad lucks, everything bad is going to happen to me, become that, you know, everything that happened to me taught me, gave me that strength, that the courage to overcome fear and become a speaker, someone, or write books and all of that, considering that English is still my second language. And, you know, bringing hope and healing to the world that so much needed these times.
Yeah, it's so true. Oh my God, there's so many things that you said that I want to touch on. We're going to have you come back. We're going to speak with you again. But currently you are seeing clients, you are seeing people, you're supporting people.
How, yes.
Like, how is it that you're seeing them? And then also share your social media handles with us.
Yes, I have everything is via Zoom. I see client virtually, I should say, and not as a clinic, you know, because I had that office and COVID happened and we are not going to go there, right? So everything is virtual. I have my website, sudobaymokri.com, that allows people to connect with me, have 20 minutes free discovery session, because I don't have a magic wand and I cannot solve every problem in the world. I want to make sure that when I work with a client and they get all the tools that they need. I have certain tools that I can help people, and if I don't, then I will refer them to the people that can help them.
Yeah. So when you say your website,
yes,
you said it very fast. There's people that are listening to this show, but they're not watching it. Okay. So let's spell it out.
Is sudobaymokri.com. sudobaymokri.com.
Yes, wonderful. I love that you are available to support people, especially, you know, right now with so much going on. I know that you have so much wisdom that you can share. I have one question for you. Do you still have, you know, when you're from another country, I'm from another country. When you're from another country, we come to America because the land of the free, America, the greatest place to live on earth and all the things. You know, America is going through its own dark night of the soul, mm-hmm. right? It certainly is. We've got serious issues ourselves here in America. And do you still believe that it's the greatest place to live?
I do believe that is the greatest place to live. We have a lot to work on as individually and as united as humanity, and bring that hope and healing to the world. We definitely have a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah, we do have a lot of work ahead of us. It's really interesting because, you know, what we are experiencing right now in all our countries, it's so that we can create a better world, a world that honors the things that you said earlier, hope, peace, love, the feminine, that honors healing, that honors and respects each other's, that the freedom that we all want to live. And so I feel, you know, this war that's playing out is the last remnants of war on this planet, because it's just not serving us anymore at this stage in our lives.
100% agree. We need to be able to live in peace, and for not the sake of ourselves, but the sake of our generation that is coming after us.
We owe it to them. We owe it to them, yes. Because we're the ones that created this mess. Yes. We're the ones that created this mess. So taking ownership and responsibility for the times that we've been put a blind eye to, when we saw the neighbor getting beat down or whatever happened in our own community, because it always starts at home, right?
Absolutely.
Sudobay, it was a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to having you on the show again and speaking to you again further.
Thank you so much, Cornelia.
Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Our next guest today is Mikkel Leslie. She's a champion author, coach, and business manager for those that are ready to live their own lives. She's coached hundreds of individuals, awakening them to their potential. Before coaching, Mikkel went through her own journey of self-exploration, moving from what she was supposed to do to what she's passionate about. Her journey started with engineering, tech, and sales, and has led her to inspiring others to stand up for their own lives. As of this writing, you will find her at the beach in Southern California with her husband and pet plants. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So you've discovered that you're a writer and you love it?
I do. It's been fun to be able to encapsulate all that I've learned, all that I've worked with my clients with, to be able to put it into something that people can grab and put down when they need.
So how many pages is your book?
It is 186 pages.
Okay. So that's not a 2-hour read. Yes.
It's like the perfect amount, I would say, just because it gives you enough taste of how to work the system of finding yourself, knowing yourself without being too cumbersome.
Yeah. Did you think you were a writer before writing?
So it's funny because I left a job to start writing a book. I was so stressed and overwhelmed with this job. I thought that, you know, I need to get out in some fashion. And so what's next for me? I was really passionate about the outdoors and women in the outdoors specifically. So at the time I thought, you know, I could leave and write a book. So I researched all the different things associated with that, finding editors and agents and all these different things. And then my sister proceeded to tell me that I don't write after I had quit my job. And so it was so funny to be able to realize, like, yeah, I don't actually write. And so working in a therapy program and before working in a therapy program, as well as becoming a life coach, had all the skills and knowledge and wrote because of all my content that I created and all this experience and knowledge from my clients and myself of going through the topics that I discuss in my book. It's like, I have to write this now. And so that's what I started to do last year. And that's what I've completed and will be publishing on Monday now too.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. So it's not even published yet, but it's literally like on the cusp, because we're talking, it's Friday and Monday is just right around the corner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's a wonderful new beginning. So as an author myself, I remember, writing your first book, It's a tough job to complete the book. That's what I found. Do you think that was the case for you?
Yes, so much. So my book, the premise initially was on perfectionism, and it kind of still has those themes throughout it. And so it was very funny to be able to go through it and still have those things come up for me. I have so much fodder to write about in my book of being like, oh yes, there's perfectionism. And have those examples for the readers of the book too. But yes, to keep on coming back to it and question it, to wonder what goes in and stays out and how to write it. There were so many things that came up through it all. But it's wonderful to be in this place now and really working on my second book to have all that knowledge and know that that's just the process of it all, to get the words on the page and it'll come how it comes.
You know, it's really amazing. That's really a way to go about it, is that you're publishing your first book and you're already working on the second one. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really a wonderful way to go about it. So do you have the book in front of you?
I have a sample copy. So I don't even actually have the published copy myself. So okay. It is the proof copy.
Yeah, hold it up so we can see it. Let's see. There you go. Living your life. Put it directly in front of you, I think. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Soar, living your life. So there you go. ditch unhealthy expectations and get after what you want. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool. Cool. So tell us what the book is about. I mean,
yes.
do you have like a testimonial from someone in the back?
Not on this copy, for the final version, I do. Okay. But yes, the book is about, it's broken down into three parts. The first is all about knowing yourself. And I use a wonderful tool called Human Design to do so.
Oh, yeah.
To really accept yourself and know yourself at the core. Second part is all stepping into your worthiness of making sure that you step into and know that you're worthy just as you are. And the work that you do, how you show up to the world is enough. And the third is really understanding what it is that you want and how to go about getting that too. So it really goes through this journey of self-exploration to really understand what it is that you want and go out there and go do it too.
Yeah, I think that's so great. You know, do you think, in being that you're a life coach, that you're, you know, that you coach people, that you help people, that you know human design, do you think that the human design, the self-exploration, the various different tools that one can use to get to know themselves and ask the questions, who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Do you think that that is exactly what you were meant to be doing right now?
At this moment, yes. It's fun because my journey shapes and shifts all the time. I'm one to go from one thing to the next thing, and my human design reflects that. And so it's beautiful, like, see that for myself and be like, okay, yes, now this is what I'm meant to do. But as I progress, I know there's something else coming along the way. And part of it is my second book and other things that I'm working on too.
Yeah. You know, I just want to tell you, beings, that once you publish your first book, you are then in the book selling business. You know, yes. First you're in the book writing business, publishing, then you're in books. Now you're selling books. Now mm-hmm. You're selling books. So it's a whole different piece. I'm curious as to, you know, I am a 3-5 in human design.
Yes.
So what is your?
I am a 1-3. So I share that 3 trial and error part with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's interesting, you know, when did you come across human design?
Oh, probably about 4 years ago now.
Okay. So, and are you using that to help clients as well?
I am. Yes. Yeah. So that first section in the book is all about human design and breaking down your type, your profile, and your authority.
Okay. Where's your authority?
I'm an emotional authority.
I am too.
Uh-huh. There we go. What type are you?
Tell me about the types.
Yeah. Generators, manifesting generators, manifestors. Generator. Mm-hmm. Yes. That makes sense.
What's the difference between the type, you know, like, you know, you're an emotional authority, and you're a generator. Like what does that mean as far as
yes,
type?
Totally. So authority is all about how you make decisions. So emotional ones, you're supposed to wait for emotions to settle to be able to make decisions. And how that looks like when you don't, oftentimes is when you have like harder emotions, anger, frustration, any of those, you'll try to get out of those emotions as fast as possible. And that's not exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to settle into a more neutral emotion. And on the other side, being excited and really pumped up for something, you usually say yes to everything. So on the other side is waiting for those to settle. Generators are, I like to call them worker bees in a way. Because they go out there, they can go and go and go once they find something that they love. But if they're not doing what they love, there's no energy whatsoever. Myself as a manifester, I kind of move in and initiate change and growth. And so with that, it's coming into people's lives, like with coaching and being like, okay, here we go. Let's tap in. Let's change. Let's shift. And then they're going to be able to do the work on the back end. So it's fun to be able to see all the different types and how we all work together to create the society that we have and what we're going into too.
I love that. So let's give the audience your social media handles and how they can look you up and how they can learn more about what you do.
Yes, I am mostly on Facebook. So you can find me with my name, Mikel Leslie. And then you can find me also on my website, afulfilledlifecoaching.com/explore.
Excellent. So since you're publishing your book on Monday, I have, you know, in several people in my mastermind community have podcasts. One of them has a podcast on a book show. Would you be interested for me to put you in contact with her to interview you and your book?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
I think that would be a wonderful thing to do, right away. So I will go ahead and do that. And it was a pleasure to have you on the show. I'd love to have you on again and talk with you further. Good luck on your selling lots of books.
Thank you so much. It's going to be a fun journey on that selling portion for sure.
Totally. So I want to thank all my guests today. I want to thank everybody that is listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We will see you again next week, Friday. Thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.